Welcome to Stone Street, named a historic district in 1996. This narrow cobblestone street in the heart of the financial district was the first street paved with stone in the city back when it was a small Dutch farming and trading colony called New Amsterdam. Prior to the 1640s, locals knew Stone Street as Hoogstraat or High Street. A few years later, it was joined with Brewer Street. When the colony of New York fell under British control during the Revolution, Brewer Street was renamed as Duke Street after the Duke of York. Then, in 1794, a group of New Yorkers renamed the passageway Stone Street to commemorate the road for its cobblestone paving, and the name finally stuck. Now running in two sections between Whitehall in the west and Hanover Square in the east, Stone Street originally ran as one continuous roadway from Whitehall to Hanover Square, but the section between Broad Street and Coenties Alley was eliminated in 1980 to make way for the former Goldman Sachs building at 85 Broad Street. Our focus today is the eastern section, which is a pedestrian zone. As you walk along the street, you will see various architectural styles ranging from Italian Renaissance of 1 Hanover Square to Neo-Renaissance facade at 54 Stone Street, to Dutch Colonial Revival style at 57 Stone Street, even to modern-day skyscrapers at the western end of Stone Street. Despite the never-ending development in downtown New York, this quaint street remains reminiscent of its 17th century roots. Today, the charming street is one of the most recognized destinations in downtown Manhattan, especially during the warmer months, where long wooden tables are placed in the middle of the street. It also has a famous Oktoberfest celebration when the weather turns chillier. Most of the area's structures were damaged or destroyed on December 16, 1835, during the Great Fire of New York. It had started at a nearby warehouse and spread by high winds. Immediately after the fire, real estate prices in the neighborhood increased drastically. During this time of renovation, residents petitioned the city government to widen Stone Street, and the city completed the project a few years later, bringing the street's exact width to 35 feet. Over the years, some of the most recognized bars and eateries have become a part of this area. If you are hungry, might I suggest Harry's, Mad Dog and Beans, or Leo's Bagels. If you are interested in a beverage, Ulysses, the well-known Greek-Irish pub and first late-night establishment to the Stone Street District, might be a good stop. In fact, if you are a fan of the CBS show Person of Interest, you might recognize Ulysses. During Season 3, Detective Shaw is undercover as a waitress working at Ulysses, where she questions one of Hirsch's relevant numbers.